And it's 1 minute past the hour of 6 o'clock. Good morning on this cold Wednesday morning on the 19th of June, I can tell you. Down here in Pringle Bay, it was raining all night long, and it came down in buckets, buckets of rain. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 32. And it reminds us of God's omnipotence and God's ability to accomplish His purposes in our lives and in the world. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Nothing is too difficult for you, Lord. Take these six words from Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Nothing is too hard for you, says the word. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. What a word. What a word from God. Jeremiah 32:17 says, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. And then 10 verses further on, in the same chapter of Jeremiah 32 verse 27, Jeremiah hears God's voice. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? God answering Jeremiah in verse 27 of Jeremiah 32 in another six words in the text. Is anything too difficult for me? Six words that can change your life by the grace of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. When this is my foundation upon which I build my faith on this Wednesday. Nothing is too impossible for you, O God. Take your burdens, take your fears, take your worries. Take each one and apply the healing oil of the Word of God to it right now. And remind yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit that God's character and God's nature is fulfilled in His omnipotence, in His ability to accomplish His purposes in our lives and in His world. And be encouraged to place your trust in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, knowing by faith God is capable of doing what seems impossible to us. Nothing is too impossible for God. Jeremiah 32:17. Lord God, I want to take these six words. Nothing is too impossible for you. I know that each and every one of us are facing different challenges. Let's call them challenges in our lives. Isn't it awesome? Absolutely astounding that we as God's children, by the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord and the power of His Holy Word, can stand upon these six words, upon His Word, upon each and every word in the Bible, that right now I can pray, and at any time I can pray to the God who has all power. His great power. His outstretched arm. Which caused the earth and heavens even to come to be. And this power belongs to God. And whenever I pray and speak to Him, I am praying in Jesus' name and asking for help. God is able to do anything I ask according to His word. And I want to stretch out that because Psalm 37 says in verse 4, take delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, please do read this in context. The desires of your heart. When you take delight in the Lord, when you trust the Lord, when you commit your way to the Lord, as Psalm 37 verse 3 and 5 says, then you will pray accordingly, and you will pray according to His will. So when I take delight in the Lord, He will give me the desires of my heart, because then I will pray according to His will, and my desires will be aligned along the lines of His will. Not my will, but His will. And therefore Psalm 37 also says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Verse 5 says of Psalm 37, commit your way to the Lord and trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous rewards shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm 37. But back to Jeremiah. God is sovereign over all, and nothing is too hard for Him. Nothing is too impossible for God. And He will bring about salvation among the peoples of the earth. God promises to answer us with His power, according to His word and according to His will. When I need wisdom, and remember this is the child of God, who commits his or her ways by the grace of Christ to the alignment of God's will. So when I pray, when I find, as Psalm 37 verse 4 says, when I find my joy, my delight in the Lord, He will give me the desires of my heart. So when I pray according to His will, not according to my will, but according to His will, I can know that in all His wisdom, I have access to the power of the God who created heaven and earth, who gives me all these promises. And I'm walking not in my own strength, but in the power of my God. And when I need strength, and when I pray to the God who has all the strength in the universe, which belongs to Him, and He promises me to give me the strength when I ask for it, He will give me the peace in the middle of whatever the circumstance may be. When I walk according to His will and according to His word, by the grace of Christ, I have the consolation that peace will belong to me, which He gives me, even though the world around me is falling apart. Just think about it. The storehouse and God of peace and strength and hope and courage and wisdom and all the things I need. He has it all. And nothing is too hard for him. He can do anything for the accomplishment of his purposes. Nothing is too hard for God when I come to him in prayer. And this is so important to know as a child of God, that even when my world is falling apart, as God's child, I can come and pray. Yes, I can even go to the Lord God when I face the most difficult situation, whatever the most difficult situation may be in your life. Go to God in Christ's grace, and if need be, scream it out to God. I had the most wonderful, professors at the University of Stellenbosch way back when I was learning to become a dominie. In our years, we had to study 7 years to become a dominie. Yes, 7 years. And one of these great professors, he was the dean of the Faculty of Theology. He once said in class, "Gentlemen, when life is difficult in your ministry and even in your private life, you know what I do?" The professor said. He said, "I go into my study alone and I lie flat on my tummy with outstretched arms in my study. And I'm still before the Lord, and sometimes I even scream to the Lord when I do not know how to pray in difficult situations. And then as I pray, I receive the new hope of God's peace. Because I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and I have an open door to God's ear. Because I know Jesus, who died on that cross, who rose again, who ascended into heaven, is sitting on the right-hand side of God and has God's ear, bringing my name and my supplications to the ear of God." Jeremiah 32:17 teaches us that no mountain we face is too great for God. So what seems really hard is nothing too hard for God. Nothing is too difficult for God. God can do anything for the accomplishment of his purposes. And we know it is his purpose. Here at Radio Pulpit, as we face many challenges at the moment, we can know that nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too impossible for God. God can do anything for the accomplishment of his purposes. And we know it is his purpose to bring about salvation among all the peoples across all barriers of the world. So all of this just gives one confidence in faith, in prayer. When we are praying in our own private lives, or when we are even praying for the unreached people of the world, we are praying with Jeremiah 32:17, "Is nothing too hard for the Lord?" No. no challenge, no obstacle that we may face, not the deepest valley that we may be walking through, can separate me from the love of God. When Paul wrote Romans, the letter to the people in Rome, those Italian Christians, in Romans 8 he says, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. And remember, God is all we need. All we need. Lord God, you are ultimately all I need. So I pray for strength. I pray for peace. I pray for courage. I pray for wisdom. I pray for leadership. I pray for your guidance. I pray for your provision. I pray for your protection in all these different challenges in our lives. And together we praise you and bring you honor, because we know nothing is too hard, too difficult for you, Lord. And again I want to say, when you and I cast our burdens upon Jesus, we can know, as 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Just throw it on him. That's what the word says in 1 Peter 5:7. Let Jesus carry your burdens. And Jesus said we could cast all of our cares and burdens on him because he cares for us. There is nothing we are going through that we cannot cast upon the Lord God Almighty. Cast your burdens upon him. You remember there's an old song which sings, cast your burden upon the Lord. Cast your burdens upon Jesus. For he cares for you. Let it just sink into your mind. Cast, throw it upon him. Your burdens unto Jesus. And lift him higher, higher, higher. And stomp Satan lower, lower, lower. His love is deeper. His love is wider. He has the supernatural power. So cast your burdens upon Jesus Christ. And come to the Lord God, as Psalm 37 verse 4 says, take your delight in the Lord. And when you take your delight in the Lord, you will seek his will, and accordingly aligned to his will, he will give you the desires of your heart. And you may know, as 1 Peter 5:7 says, you can cast your burdens unto Jesus. And you can know, as Jeremiah says, those six words, nothing is too difficult for God. Father God, here we are this morning. And I pray especially for Radio Pulpit and its future. We pray, Lord, that you will open doors where doors are closed, where there are cul-de-sacs, where we need transmitter. Father God, we come to you and we pray in faith upon your word. With Jeremiah 32:17, knowing nothing is too difficult for you. Lord God. And therefore we cast our burden upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit upon your word, cast your burden